anger, real, spontaneous, unmanufactured anger, is more an exception than the norm in public statements by most politicians. But meet one exception now, Illinois Republican State Representative Mike Bost. Here he is, blasting the floor amendment to a concealed carry bill.
And once again, your side of the aisle keeps trying to make ploys instead of dealing with the real issue. Keep playing games. Keep playing games.
Finished his remarks and slammed the microphone. Mike Bost is now running for the U.S. Congress. Jacob McClelland of member station KRCU has the story.
Voters in the 12th Congressional District of Southern Illinois are hearing a lot of this.
Enough! I feel like somebody trying to be released from Egypt. Let my people go!
And this.
These damn bills that come out here all the damn time come out here at the last second. And I gotta try to figure out how to vote for my people!
That's Republican lawmaker Mike Bost on the Illinois State House floor. He was furious about language inserted into a pension reform bill on the session's final day. The video of his remarks went viral in 2012. In it, Bost is seen throwing the bill into the air. He whiffs at the pages as they fall, then he picks up the papers and throws them again. Now, Bost is running for a seat in the U.S. House against first-term Congressman Bill Inyart, a Democrat and the retired Adjutant General of the Illinois National Guard. Inyart is running ads that point to Bost's rant as proof that he doesn't belong in Congress.
You should be ashamed of yourselves!
Mike Bost, 20 years yelling, 20 years being the problem.
Enough! Vote no!
I mean, it made it look like he throws a fit all the time, but I think this was appropriate.
That's Jill Bunyan, and she's not buying Inyart's message. She intends to vote for Mike Bost.
You can get angry, and that's okay, and I think at that time, for that few moments, that was appropriate response.
Bunyan lives near the tiny town of Cobden in southernmost Illinois, population 1,100. This is Mike Bost country. He's represented Cobden and other little towns in this rural and conservative part of Illinois for nearly two decades. It doesn't take long to feel voters' frustration here in the rural part of this congressional district that hugs the Mississippi River. Frustration with the state's fiscal mess and the weak local economy. But head north to some of the district's larger cities like Belleville, population 44,000, and Bost's anger is embraced less and criticized more. Interviewed on Main Street, Richard Rockwell thinks the rant is all political theater.
I'm hoping that's the reason and not that he's acting the fool in a deliberative chamber. That would be rather disconcerting to me.
Bost, in his own ad, refers to a video of the rant and embraces it. He half smiles and explains in a folky fashion.
What the Chicago politicians and Governor Quinn have done really made me mad. And what Bill Inyart and President Obama are doing to our country upsets me as well.
Bost goes on to say in his ad that he's angry about the direction they're taking the country. And he thinks you should be too. For NPR News, I'm Jacob McClelland.